Good morning. You're listening to 92.3 Classic Country WJMS, and I'm here along with Rod Halverson. Good. Thanks for waking me up, Rod.
I'm here for some reason. I don't always listen to you, but
I was doing some research. You know, I know a little bit, but I was looking up some research and what? What'd you get lost?
Nothing. Oh, you should. Okay, nothing. Nothing. I just got confused for a second. We good?
You've only been in here once, probably, huh?
No.
All right. Well, we are here with a special guest this morning.
Doug Lean II.
Hello. Right. Thanks for having me.
Ironwood Lumberjacks hockey coach. Again, yes. Welcome. We are so happy to have you here. There is so much to talk about with the Lumberjack organization because it's... I think this is fantastic that you guys came to Ironwood. And let's go back and start with how the Lumberjacks got to Ironwood.
Yeah, so we, we started pre-COVID. And we were in Wisconsin. And having a great first year, COVID hits. Kind of everybody knows that story.
Yes.
The next year... when things were still kind of opening up here, the border was shut down. We couldn't play, couldn't get across the border, couldn't do anything. So we were dormant for what should have been, second year. And then from there on, the area we were in was retirees, vacation.
And you were in Spooner.
We were in Spooner, yes. Yep. And retirees, vacation homes, things like that, and younger families. COVID really hit that area hard and whatnot. And as we were kind of moving through, got back to playing our third year, the border was still closed. And all the way through into Christmas even, and almost Christmas. And so we were playing North American League teams, teams in other Canadian leagues that were American teams on this side of the border. And as that started to happen, as we started to reopen and be able to play, it became glaringly obvious that the area was just... it wasn't able to sustain the entertainment anymore. When families have to choose between buying a gallon of milk or a ticket to go to a hockey game, that's not something that the hockey wins, right? The expenditure on an entertainment item does not win over necessities for your family. And so we started to kind of know that maybe we were not long for that area, and things weren't really sustainable for us business-wise. And so we started the process of exploring where we would go with the team. And we had always done our training camp up here, stayed out at the Wolverine Lodge. Okay. And so we'd come up here, stay for a week, bring our guys up, stay out at the resort, do our training camp and team building and things out here. And so we had connection in Ironwood. We had connection with Ironwood when the Upers were here, Scott Collette and Luke Penrose and those guys that had the team going. And so I had a good relationship with them. I knew them through hockey stuff. And, so I talked to Luke and Scott and those guys as the time was going on, and they loved it up here. And, they loved being able to do that for their area. And so as we went through things, Ironwood kind of became the obvious choice for us. So got in touch with Jay Cavisto, the manager out at the rink there, and started the conversation. And then
it steamrolled.
And then it kind of just steamrolled. The ball kind of got rolling and got traction. And once it kind of got downhill, then here we are. So,
wow.
And it's been 2 years now. We're going into year three. And we love it, right? The sponsorship has been great. The fan support has been phenomenal. Just the community as a whole, is very much like where we're from. My family's from Hayward and not too far. But similar, it's that similar environment. It's a similar culture. And so it's, you're never going to be a local. You got to remember that. Even if you're from the outside, you're never going to be a local moving into any small town. But at least if you can understand how the workings of a small town in the northern Wisconsin, Western UP, how it operates, you can keep yourself out of trouble pretty much.
Yes.
So
I think it's a great, great thing that happened. I think this area is a hockey area. We had Jason Beckel on last week talking about the polar bear hockeys and how that that age group there, you know, and he was talking about when he played hockey back in the 90s and stuff like that. So it's, you know, with the polar bears, and we brought up that for the polar bears, it's got to be quite awesome for these polar bear hockey players to see the Lumberjacks, because they come and help them too, right? I mean, they mingle. I mean, you're looking at the big boys playing hockey, so.
Yeah, our guys are on the ice Monday through Thursdays with them. Our players are assigned to youth teams, the different teams and the different groups and levels. You know, it kind of connects the dots for the younger players, right? Yes. It's one of the reasons we need to get our high school hockey team back here in Ironwood.
Right.
And, you know, and I know there's controversy behind that. And, you know, when you look at a co-op team, this statement might be controversial, but when you look at a co-op team and a team that's not hosting the co-op is the team producing the majority of the players, that doesn't, for me, balance and equate, right? And I've been a part of, you know, in Spooner, we were a big part, and I was a big proponent and pushed, maybe sometimes too hard, to get the high school team back in Spooner, and they were in a co-op with Barron. And, you know, it's not easy up front. It's really not. People don't understand that. But we need to get the high school hockey team back in Ironwood, playing under the Ironwood flag and banner and team name, because it's that next piece of connecting the dots from minor hockey up to, say, us, and then into college. And, you know, it's so important for the community. And, you know, so for these younger players right now, in the absence of high school hockey with us, it allows those younger players and those families that maybe don't understand, like, what is the pathway, right? What are we doing this for? I understand youth sports are important in you know, development and social skills and these types of things. But what's the pathway? Where's the investment here going? And you know, so when you look at these players, whether it be starting out or they're, you know, or all the way up through, you know, our Bantam team, even the Ontonagon team, right? And the midget program there, you know, for them to be able to see that, okay, there is a next step.
Right.
It doesn't just end at a brick wall. And even, you know, even if it hit a brick wall, that'd be one thing. At least you'd know that there was finality. With no anything, it's just this empty void. It just kind of dies off, and these kids just kind of, you know, it's kind of like the end of Sandlot, as the you know, the players start fading out from the field and moving on with the backstory of what goes on in the rest of their lives. That's great. You have those memories, but what about the players that have that ability to move on? And so for us, it's kind of multifaceted. You know, these are our fans, so we want to be engaged with them. These are the kids that are telling mom and dad they want to come to a game on Friday, Saturday night. But, you know, we want to see the players, the boys and girls that have the ability, they have that drive or that passion, that want to move on as far as they want to move on, no matter how long or how far that takes them, at least for them to understand that there's an avenue, or there's a pathway for them for more. And I think that we, right now, we offer that. It would be strengthened by getting Ironwood High School hockey back. But it's great. We love, our guys love it. And I'll be honest with you, one of the biggest questions we get from families in recruiting with players and moms and dads and whatnot is, what does the team do to be involved in the community? Are you working with minor hockey? It's an important life piece. It isn't just hockey. It's our guys. They're learning from that experience. They're learning about patience. They're learning about, you know, that giving that time back to people that are supporting you. And there's a lot of life lessons for 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds that they can get that they may not have or they've gotten in the past, and it's been good for them. So,
which you just kind of answered my next question. I was going to ask you for the Lumberjacks. It's 17 years old is the youngest?
16.
16. So you can still be in high school somewhere.
Yep.
And then they come here and they're, of course, they got to keep up with their studies, right?
Yes. So kind of a interesting process there. We can take 16 and 17-year-olds. There's minimum playing requirements for those kids at that age. We have to meet with you know, games they have to play and how many minutes and different things that go into that. Because it's development, right? If you're pulling a kid out of high school, you've got to continue to develop them. You can't just collect them up and put them in the stands in a suit and tie. And so we have rules for that. But with anybody that's still in school in our program, they, Sophia, who's our team president, she's our education coordinator as well. She's the education coordinator for our league. And what she does is she maintains a watchful eye on their schooling. She's got access to their online schooling portal. She checks on their grades. We have a minimum GPA for our team. Kids have to come in with a minimum GPA. If they don't, we don't take them. And then on top of that, if they're choosing, whether they're choosing to take classes at the college level, as just wanting to keep ahead, or if they're taking high school because it's mandatory, they have to maintain that GPA. They have to maintain that active, and it's actually a higher GPA we make them maintain during the season versus a little bit lower, which still is above the NCAA. But okay. So we're big on the education piece, and you know, the other part of it is that, you know, with these kids, you know, it's got to make sense for them, right? Just to take a 16-year-old out of high school, or a 17 or even an 18-year-old that's going to graduate as a senior, you know, it has to be certain parameters. So we're the only junior team, I believe, in the entire country that has an agreement with our state, with our region, to not steal high school kids from our state and our area out of high school early. Now, if a player is going to be released from high school, he's going to go play junior somewhere, and we get a call from a high school coach, and he says, listen, somebody's going to take him. We'd rather see him stay local, or see him stay, you know, in the state of Michigan, or you know, if it's a Wisconsin kid, see him stay close to the area. That's a different animal. We don't actively go out and recruit to steal players from Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Michigan. Okay. And we have an agreement with all three states. And I'm pretty confident. I'd love for somebody to call in if they know of another team that does that. Okay. And let me know. But I think we're the only ones that do that. We've stood behind that. This is year 8 for us, and we've stood behind that and never broken that for 8 years now. So,
okay. So when, you know, I look at your roster, you got kids from all over the country, and some are from Canada too. So let's say you have I'm just going to use Buffalo, New York.
Yep.
You've got a kid in Buffalo, 16 or 17 years old. They're very good on their high school hockey team, or they don't have a hockey team, something like that, right? And you want it. So if he's really good on his hockey team, that's what you're getting at, they may get picked up by somebody.
Yep.
But you wouldn't go after him unless you knew he was moving.
That's
up.
A little different, right? Because I'm going to go get my kids from somewhere, right? I'm going to get my guys from somewhere. There's a lot of areas that they just don't have that developmental infrastructure. You know, it can take them so far, but it's not going to take them further.
Okay.
And so we look for those kids. If they're of that age, we're looking for those players that are looking to seeking more. They want better competition, better coaching, better structure, opportunity to be seen by colleges, better programs at higher levels, things like that.
All right, we'll take a break here. You got Swap Shop coming up.
Need a mini vacation? Check in for the Stay and Play package at the Bad River Lodge and Casino. Receive free rewards play and a restaurant discount with your stay. Enjoy our restaurant and our cozy lounge, along with entertainment, the Bad River Smoke and Gift Shop, and fun things to do at the Bad River Casino, located on US 2 in Odena. For reservations, call 715-682-6102. That's 715-682-6162. Or email us at reservation@badriver.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free brewer's cap courtesy of Miller Lite. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Whether you're looking for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through August 16th. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Classic Country, WJMS.
92.3 Classic Country WJMS, and we are here with the Ironwood Lumberjack coach and Rod Halverson, and we are talking Ironwood Lumberjack hockey. And right now it's also the Swap Shop. So the Swap Shop is sponsored by Avante Home Care. For your home care that's made to order for your individual needs, ask for Avante. 906-932-5999 is the number to call. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, do not hesitate to give us a call during this interview, but we're going to continue on. So go ahead, Rod.
Joe, we don't have a studio cam, so people can't see what I'm wearing, but you notice.
Well, you're classy.
It's a good-looking sweatshirt.
It actually, I saw him walk in with it. I'm like, where'd you get that from?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to work something out. Maybe maybe one falls off the back of the truck on the way by the studio.
I will definitely come and get mine and support, because I think this is great. So we're having a great interview, Rod, and continue. We're talking about recruiting right now. You talked a little bit about Buffalo, New York. And
first of all, I got to say that I have my Lumberjack hoodie on, even though it's middle of August.
Did I not say that just now?
But no, you didn't say what I was wearing. You didn't say it.
It's all about you, Rod. It's all about you, buddy.
I had to let people know what I had on. These are really nice.
I know. They are sharp.
A big very selection. Sharp looking. Yes.
I love it. We're getting Lumberjack fever going here.
Yes.
Middle of August, first part of August. I love it.
So you're in the process of recruiting and looking for billet families. Let's go with that for a while.
We are, yep. We're in the process of our recruiting real hot and heavy right now and signing guys. It's, you know, the recruiting platform is already and you know, breadcrumb trail's already been laid down, you know, to a lot of the players that we want to sign. And now we're just in those final stages of signing guys as they make their decisions, the holdouts. And, you know, the better players are constantly waiting as long as they possibly can for, you know, they make sure they've got all their opportunities on the table and make their final decisions. And so some exciting things happening there. Really, the guys we've signed, really happy with that. Extremely happy with the guys we've got conversations actively going on with them, and some trade potentials that we're going to be bringing in. Be a little bit more trade active this year, bringing in some more established players and some guys that fit the culture and mindset that we want to have, the work ethic. So
I'm just getting used to the guys from last year now, and you lost some guys.
We moved 11 guys on to college, five onto the NCAA and six onto ACHA club hockey, and which nowadays. Quite a few of these club hockey programs are the equivalent of D3 or and even for that matter some of them the equivalent of D1 NCAA. They're real strong. They're supported by academic sponsor or scholarship money and whatnot, and you know, so any opportunity for a guy to continue playing, go get an education, whatever that looks like that fits them best. You know, we focus on school first. Mm-hmm. What is the school that's going to fit you the best? Hockey is second. And you know, that doesn't always line up with what they had in their mind for the hockey. But I've not had a single player call me back after they graduate college and say, boy, that was a horrible plan. That was a horrible pathway. So, so recruiting's going great. And, you know, that leads into, as you said, the billeting. And you know, we were talking before the show, and it's so important that I think people understand the role that billeting has with the program. It doesn't happen, right? The Lumberjacks aren't here and can't continue to be here or anywhere for that matter without billets. You know, and I stated earlier, I'm good friends with the guys that did the Upers, and you know, I was just with Scott Collette and who had the Upers, and him and Luke Penrose, and we were talking ahead of Heritage Days, and they're doing their new food trailer, and we were talking about the struggles they had with billets and whatnot, the things they had to jump through for housing for the kids. And you know, one of the things that he said is it's been amazing the support that you guys have gotten. It's made him really happy to see the support with the billets, and you know, that's the key, right? Is homes for these kids to live in. They're moving away from home, whether they're an older player, you know, whether they're an older player, and that's going to cost you a beer.
I'm sorry.
Leaving your phone on in the studio is going to cost you a beer.
I get these important phone calls. You know, Rod Halverson is here, and it's his fan club, and they get a hold of me because they can't get a hold of him.
So. I got to find out where I can get my membership. But that's for sure going to cost you a cold beer.
That's all right. I could do that.
We really try to, you know, we work hard to try to get the best billets we possibly can that are going to be the right ones for these kids. And it's about pairing the players up with the right families. And, I think sometimes families think there's more that goes into it than there is. We've cleaned up a few of the problems that we had with kind of keeping tabs on the kids. Kids will be kids and run around and do things. So we've put some things in place. We have a meeting tonight. They're up at the arena at 5:30, and Sophia, our team president, and my mom Cindy, who's our team vice president, she and my mom will be up there answering questions for billets. They're going to be meeting with some new billets, starting to lay out kind of the new direction for accountability with supporting the billets and how the billets can support the team. But it's so important. Like I said, it doesn't happen. The team isn't here. It's not anywhere. It doesn't happen. The boys aren't on the ice, and there's nothing to do with the Lumberjacks if we don't have billets. And we are still currently looking for billets. We've got some amazing billets that support us. Brittany Pertilli, Gina Thorson from over at Stormy Cromer. We've got amazing billets that have supported us from day one, and so many others that I can't even remember. Right? Like, you try to name all the names and people that have supported us, and a lot of them are polar bear families. They're Ice Crystal families, right? Business owners, we have some retirees that are empty nesters, right? If you're interested in billeting, reach out to the team, call Sophia, come out to the meeting tonight. We would appreciate it. Even if you're interested and just aren't sure what goes into it, stop on out and questions will be answered.
Just to clarify, people might be out there listening and say, what's a billet? You're looking for homes for these players. If you have extra bedrooms, like you said, retired couple, their kids are gone, maybe they have one or two bedrooms.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, they don't need their own, doesn't need a palace, right? Like, it just needs to be a clean environment, safe,
you cook their meals,
supportive. They get paid. You know, there's a stipend, a food stipend, and a housing stipend.
Right.
They get $400 a month, which anybody that's raised a kid knows that's
per player.
Yeah, per player, $400 a player, and that goes for food and things like that. And all the requirement is that they have their own bedroom, a door that can close. It doesn't have to have their own private bathroom. They can share a bathroom. We want good, healthy homes for these kids, and they give back. They can take out the trash. They can walk the dog. They can shovel the snow. They might be grumbling by inch 300 like we had last year. These kids become part of the family. My wife and I got married 7 years ago, June 29th, in Canada, in a far-off land outside of Calgary. I'm 43, so I was older. And two of my billet families, when I played, when I was in my teens, came to our wedding. They traveled planes, trains, and automobiles to get there. It wasn't like it was just, in Minneapolis or in the backyard in Green Bay or whatever. It took a planning and money to get there. These are people I still talk to. Like, I if I'm having a bad day, I call one of them up and just chat. And they become surrogate parents, you will, right? Like, they're there to support these kids. This isn't an easy process. There's times when days don't go the way they want them to. And with the absence of mom and dad at home, they're going home to their housing, their billet parents. They're kind of like foreign exchange parents, right? In a sense, for probably more of a wide, widely known concept is foreign exchange students in a house that would host them, a host family. These kids come home and the ups and the downs of all this, wins and losses and the good and the bad, you know, these people are there to kind of support them. And we've got a billet, Don Martinson. I don't know if you guys know Don or not.
Yep.
Don's amazing. He's one of our billets. He's had a house full for the last 2 years, and quite a few of his guys have gone on to play NCAA, and he still talks to him. We have billets that we'll talk to or shoot us a picture in the summertime, and kids come back. They're coming back after they've left us, and they come back to visit.
Right.
So they're coming back to the area. You become a part of a family, and there's so much more to it than I think what most people realize.
Right. How long are they here for then, the kids that you recruit? Are they here for 5 months, 6 months?
So our guys report this year, they're reporting in September 1st. We're starting a little bit later this year. We've got a big project going on over at the ice rink,
right,
which we could touch on. But they're here from September 1st. And then if we were to make it all the way, win our league, make it all the way through playoffs, win the SIJHL, and then make it to the national championships. So every league champion, there's 9 leagues across Canada. Each league plus the host team make it for a 10-team tournament, and that happens starts the first week of end of the first week of May, and it's about 10 days that you're there competing for a national championship.
And that's going to happen this year.
That's the plan.
I feel it.
That's the plan. We're really, we're shifting gears. We've been a run and gun offensive team. We're going straight defense this year. That's
you made a comment in the paper last week that you're looking to shift the focus of the team. I forgot how it went. I have it here. Do you remember what your comment was regarding shifting? Let's see if I can find it here. I'm not sure if I will find it here. It probably will. I should have circled it or something.
That's all right.
But you're looking to...
We're looking to turn a corner, essentially, with what, right, what direction the team, what's the mindset, what's the culture, what is our, what's the... the best way to probably put it is, what's the identity of the team?
Right.
Shifting that identity. And while you look for that quote,
I hope
it doesn't get me in trouble.
No, it won't. No, it was just a little, you're recruiting a little different.
We're recruiting entirely different.
Yes.
We want hard workers. We want guys that'll go through walls for each other. We want guys that are going to build a strong culture in the dressing room, play for each other, play for what the team needs. If guys play and give and do what the team needs it to do, they get theirs. They're going to get their points. They're going to get their opportunities to shine. We want guys to I want a group this year that says, my way of contributing tonight is I'm going to block 4 shots and I'm not getting scored on, right? And that's kind of the mindset that we didn't have last year or the year before, which was we wanted to be offensive, but we were always 1 foot in the bucket heading up ice. Well, that's not feasible because you're going to give up 50 plus shots a night, and you might get up early, but as the game settles in, the other team is going to be consistent. They're going to stick to systems. They're going to stick to just the basics with things, and they're going to outlast you. And, we had a lot of games last year. We got up early, and then we just threw it away, and then we'd lose by 4. It's kind of hard to go up by 3 or 2 and lose by 3 or 4.
Right,
like, that's a big swing, and that mentally drains you. But unfortunately, I'm the one that has to take responsibility for that as the general manager of the team, right, and the coach, and I'm going out and getting those players that did that. They made those decisions, and so that falls on my shoulders, and it also falls on my shoulders to make the change for this year,
right.
And that's the direction we're going. I'd rather have a group of guys that, if we're going to lose, we're going to lose 1-0. But our focus is to more on defense. I think you found the quote, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
He's lost.
I'm wondering.
It's all right.
But I was looking at your website.
Yep.
So can you give your website out and let people know? Because I think it explains the billeting.
Yes.
Really well.
Yes, we have a billeting section on the site. It's ironwoodlumberjacks.com. So with an S at the end, Lumberjacks. So... you can head over there. You can, you can check out and stay up on everything. You can see all of our billet stuff. You can check out different pieces of our program and different things like that. But definitely the billet thing. I might get brownies. My wife might bake me brownies when I get home for plugging the billet thing so much. But it's really, honestly, the most important piece of the program.
That's pretty much the backbone of the program.
It is the backbone.
It's rewarding for both. You know, I was reading some of the things, and we were talking about the stories with the kids that come back and visit and everything else. It is. It's rewarding for both groups. It's the kids and the families get rewarded.
Yeah, we have, you know, we have a couple players that come back in the summer. They've started a little dry land hockey camp in the summer times, and two of our former players that did that, and I'll be honest, they came to us and said, you know, we want to start this. Are you okay with it? We said, you guys want to give back to the community? You want to come back here? You know, and one's from Illinois, one's from Michigan. And, one's from Minnesota and one's from Illinois. And they choose to come back here in the summertime, put that camp on, and do what they feel is them giving back and repaying the favor that was done for them. And, you know, being here, both of them played for us for 2 years and they loved it. They love coming here, but it's amazing to see the guys come back to the area, right?
That's nice. That's nice.
You know,
The sponsorships play a big role.
Huge role. I think it's the second biggest piece, in the process, you know, behind billeting. I don't think anything comes close to billeting. I don't want to ever use the terminology that it's a close second, because it's not. There's no bigger piece than and more important than billeting. But the you know, the partnership piece of this has been outstanding through the area, not just Ironwood, not just Hurley or Bessemer, but the whole area. And it's built on small businesses. We've got some larger businesses that sponsor us, but every facet since the day we stepped foot here, moving the team and the first moving truck rolled into town, you know, businesses have supported us. You know, right away, one of the things was with the Civic Center was a lack of locker rooms, and businesses jumped in. Bessemer Plywood and Bill Thomason, who I don't think anybody could question the level of commitment that he's made to the community or hockey or sports in general, even outside of his own kids. You know, other businesses that stepped in and helped us. We built together. We built new dressing rooms for youth hockey to make up for the space we were going to take and displace minor hockey from and figure skating. So worked on that together. You know, the corporate partnerships are amazing, and it's great when we see new businesses coming in now in year three.
Right.
Even though we haven't, you know, found the success that we would have liked to in year one and two, you know, we're hopeful that year three is moving in the right direction. We're you know, taking those steps to find those wins that we have coughed up the last 2 years. So, but when you see a new business come in and say, you know what, we're all in, we want in here, you know, it's great. But, you know, you've got sponsors that are committed long term. You've got sponsors that are coming in and doing what they can, and we try to work and find things that, you know, are beneficial. This isn't sponsoring a banner for minor hockey or for figure skating. We draw really well with our fan support. Our website, our social medias get massive traction. NACI Construction just had their 50th anniversary, we made a post with them, and my gosh, the engagement that we had with that was fantastic. Congratulations for being in business for 50 years, because that's amazing.
Yes.
And they're a great family. They're one of our sponsors, and you know, it's we try to work with them. Stoffel's Country Store is, yes, a good example. They're celebrating 20 years. Yep. This week here, and Friday they've got a big event going on out there. And you know Lori in the process of coming on as a new sponsor with us, she says, can you bring the bus out? Are there players in town yet? You know, and so that's, she's like, that'd be awesome if you could have the bus here. Fortunately, the bus is getting finished up, and we had a lot of work.
The bus is awesome.
A lot of work done this summer on that. We had a moose incident last year. We had a curb incident last year, and we had some things that needed to get taken care of maintenance wise. So the bus is going to be rocking and rolling again and ready to go tip top shape. And but when a business says we want to partner our brand with your brand, it's not sponsorship. We try to, I hate that word, is sponsorship.
Right.
It's a partnership. Right. And these are, you know, we want to find mutually beneficial partnerships and people to work with and partner with and help them grow. This isn't just about the team. So, yeah. Yep. Sponsorship is massive.
How do you recruit from all over? For when you look at your roster, I mean, before we went on the air, it was you, your wife, your mother, and your dad.
Yep.
Now, do you have contacts all over the country with that?
I do. I have contacts all over. I have a network of people that I've built relationships with over a lifetime in hockey and you know, people that we work together with and advisors, agents that, you know, player agents that have, you know, clients and things that we have good relationships with. And so we explore those. And then it's just boots on the ground. You know, we have some people that keep eyes out for kids, but, you know, it's me grinding and watching players. It's CJ Sorensen, our assistant, one of our assistants. And coaches, you know, he's checking kids out from the Michigan area. You know, he gets all around. He works for an inspection company, Big Moose Inspection, and so he's all over Marquette. Right, and right. I mean, my gosh, CJ's traveling all over the place all the time, and so he'll come into the office. He'll be like, "Hey, man, we got to look at this kid. We got to look at him." Somebody was telling me about it. So, you know, it's just a lot of legwork. Yeah. You know, getting out and recruiting these guys.
I can see some kid, Southern Iowa. Mom, I'm going to go to Ironwood, Michigan and play hockey this year.
You know, yeah. That's like, funny. We've got a guy right now. I'm just waiting on confirmation whether he signs or not. He's from Ames, Iowa. Okay. And it's like, hey, I'm gonna go to the UP. So,
yeah. Well, let's take our last break, and then right. We'll continue the conversation.
Yeah. Cool.
Find out why residents say they feel right at home at Skyview Nursing Center in Hurley. They appreciate the home-like atmosphere, beautiful views, and comfortable private and semi-private rooms, as well as delicious homemade meals and plenty of social activities. Skyview provides 24-hour skilled nursing services, including Alzheimer's dementia care. Each resident receives the attention and care they deserve, from special dietary needs to a variety of therapy services. Skyview Nursing Center, part of Avanti Health Systems.
Going to the dentist doesn't have to be such pain. At Lakeview Dental Center, Dr. Alvin and Dr. Jacobs and their compassionate team will make every attempt to ensure your dental needs are handled quickly, accurately, and with compassion. For over 25 years, our philosophy remains the same: place patients first. Whether you have an emergency that needs to be seen the same day, or if you're looking for general family dentistry, the Lakeview Dental Center team is here for you. With services like dental implants, periodontal care, TMJ treatments, cosmetic and restorative care, and sedation dentistry for those with a higher level of dental anxiety. We file most insurances, offer financing options, and we're accepting new patients. Call today to schedule your visit at 715-690-1173. That's 715-690-1173. Or visit LakeviewSmileCenter.com. Come in and see. There is a difference. Dr. Jacobs and Dr. Albanen are licensed general dentists.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
WJMS weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, low of 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high right around 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
92.1 FM and AM 590 WJMS.
92.3 Classic Country WJMS. It is 5 minutes left of this wonderful interview with Rod Halverson.
I could go on for an hour
with Doug. Turn on your mic. Hold on. Say that all again.
I said I could go on for an hour with Doug. There's so much more I want to know about hockey.
I know. This is very
hockey.
Interesting. We appreciate you so much coming in.
Absolutely.
We got a few more points to hit before the top of the hour, so go ahead.
Fundraisers. Any fundraisers?
Yeah. So we have a few different events going on. We'll have a booth out at Festival Italiano, and you know, season tickets and merch and getting going. Players will be in town by then. Meet some players and come on out and get autographs and meet the new guys on the team and see some returners so that'll be good. Last year we did something that was fantastically received by the amazingly received by the community was we did a movie night. We played Monsters Inc. We have a big outdoor movie theater set up and everything, and it was free to the community. We're going to be doing that probably once or twice again this fall here early. I can't believe we're already talking about fall.
I know.
But yes. You know what? Fall comes hockey and football and then fall brings snow and snowmobiling and whatnot, and then we're at we got Snowcross coming in town and whatnot, but yeah, we'll be at Festival Italiano. Season tickets, merch, meet the guys, some movie nights for the community. That's really what we've got coming up in terms of that stuff.
Okay. And then when we started back on 9/15, you talked about the new ice. What's going on at the Civic?
Yes, exciting things. I think, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago now? 5 years ago is when the new rink was finished.
Right.
One of the things that was done when that happened was they used the old ice plant. And, as that's gone on, that was aging and failing. And the rink really worked hard to Jay Cavisto, who's the rink manager, and those guys, the board, the rink board, the people that are put the hours and time into that, they went out and got a grant through the DNR, and then the city had to match it and whatnot, I think that my number might be a little bit high, but I think it's about an $800,000 project, $700,000 project, and new ice plant, which, let me tell you what, that's going to be amazing. It's going to up the fan experience because it won't be so cold in there. The ice is going to be better. It's a better product for the figure skaters and even for the younger skaters trying to learn. Better ice is better for them to learn on. And then our guys who can tell the difference between good ice and bad ice are gonna really love it. So, but I think the person that's going to love it the most is the staff over at the Civic Center. They're not going to have to worry about it. It's an amazing thing for the community. And it isn't just hockey that benefits from it or figure skating. I think that, it gets lost that is a hockey rink. It is a hockey rink. Mm-hmm. It may be named a Civic Center, but it is definitely a hockey rink. And without hockey and figure skating, because I think you can call it a hockey rink, it's probably better to call it an ice skating rink. Without it being an ice skating rink, it doesn't service the other groups. Baseball, golf, pickleball, community events that use the dry floor, those would be left without space. And unfortunately, those just aren't large enough to support the facility. So you need the ice skating sports and open skate with the community and birthday parties and things like that. But between the team and Polar Bears and Ice Crystals, it's an amazing thing. But it's keeping that building going. And so that ice plant will have a long-lasting effect even when it's not making ice in the summertime and those other groups that are able to use it because it is an ice skating rink. So it's an amazing project that's being done for the community.
Nice. I got two things. One, we'll touch on the Billet family real quickly here. You start practice when?
Our guys report the first. That's the last day they can report into training camp. And then we'll start going on the second and third for training camp. Okay. And then we open our season on the road the night of the 18th, 18th, 19th, and then we're back home. We're back home that following weekend.
I'd like to have you back, September 10th, somewhere on there.
We could bring some guys in with us too.
Yes, that'd be great. Because by then you'll have your training camp going. You'll have an idea of who's here.
Yep.
Right, and then we can talk more about the season.
Yeah.
So we can get you back in here.
For sure. We can talk about the guys that are here, the guys we have coming in.
We can't talk about the team right now because they're not yet.
Yeah, they're not here. And we've got guys that will be here and guys we'll be bringing in from other camps and stuff and whatnot that won't be here at that time. But we can talk about what's going on at the rink.
And we'll talk about the schedule.
And the schedule and all that and get going. And yeah.
I knew 45 minutes wouldn't be enough.
No, definitely. It's been a great interview. But
happy to come back.
push them to your website once more.
Yeah, it's ironwoodlumberjacks.com. Our social medias are on there too. You can link through and stay up more with the day-to-day things and see sponsors and you know those partners that support us and who, you know, if you're a big supporter of the Lumberjacks, go support our partners and sponsors that support the team and support these kids on the ice, right?
And you have a meeting tonight?
Yes, we have the billet meeting tonight, 5:30 at the Civic Center in the lobby. Sophia, our team president and billet coordinator, will be there. Other billets, people that have billeted for the last few years, new billets will be there. Lots of questions answered, opportunity to kind of see if it's a good fit for you. But if you're on the fence, if you're just not sure what's involved in it, come on out. It shouldn't be too long of a meeting, but a good opportunity to see if it's something that fits for you and your family.
Very good. Very good. Doug, I tell you what, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
It has been. Thank you so much. And of course,
there's the third beer.
That's a third beer now.
I'm totally throwing my phone out the window because I've shut it off. I've put it on silent. I don't like this new phone. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll definitely have you back. It's Ironwood Lumberjack Hockey, and the season starts pretty soon. So, and tickets are, I looked online,
$10 for adults, and then veterans and students are discounted prices from there.
Okay. I'll tell you what, hockey night in Ironwood is, that place is packed, it's rocking, and it is a great show.
Well, let's get out and support. You're listening to, what are we listening to? 92.3 Classic Country, WJMS Ironwood.